Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Wednesday. Hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the cool place for the cool kids, crabdiving.com. However you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thanks for being here. Going to be here for the next couple of hours, tickling those auditory canals of yours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's up, everybody? I'm having issues. I was trying to put the promo for our show on Instagash real quick. By the way, follow us on Instagash at Crab Diving. Mm-hmm. Instagram, whatever.
Instagash is a separate.
Do you think that exists? Oh, it must. Oh my God. Everything exists. Everything horrible exists.
I'm sure it exists unless Instagram has somehow trademarked some of that Insta shit.
Oh, yeah.
How much of the Insta shit they've, you know, like, are, if we
follow
to
me
get,
on Insta jizz.
If we wanted to get Insta crabs,
oh, can we?
Well, I mean,
how do we get that?
I don't know if we could.
Somebody like, get know. That for us and give it to us.
We don't
for,
want
for Christmas
like that.
Who doesn't want Insta crabs?
We have
spread your Insta crabs.
Spread the Insta crabs. Speak with us. Communicate with us during the show if you like. Take off the tinfoil hats and use the psychic airwaves. Or another way you can do it is to hop on Twitter and tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And
twat us.
We'll keep an eye on that stream.
Oh, yeah.
And then also you can toss us a message over at the Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. All kinds of stuff going on there. We post stories we don't get to here on the show, stories we do, and memes. Shit. And the conversation, quite fun.
Did you buy, as a gift, obviously, any GOP right-wing nut job panties? Did you see that?
Oh, so gross.
That you can buy, I don't know.
That was you parody, your, right?
Yeah, no, those exist. You can buy those.
Come
you
on.
Can buy those with your favorite right wing nut job's face in the crotch.
Wow.
That's all. I'm just throwing it out there as a point of discussion, commentary.
I thought you were going to explain it.
I think that's all there is to explain.
Well,
right?
There's panties.
Yes.
That are meant to, you know, for certain times of the month is what they, God, the way they the, were.
Worst
the thing. Way they were advertised.
I don't know why I brought this
so
up.
That, so that you could perform that bodily function on the face of your unfavorite?
Oh, right.
Unfavorite candidate? Favorite
yes.
candidate? I don't know how one would categorize
your
that.
Your most hated right-wing nut job.
He who
image.
You think is most worthy of being menstruated upon.
It almost has got to be Scott Walker. In a way, because I...
Oh, God, can you get Scott Walker?
I think you can.
He dropped out pretty early.
No, it's not only people that have dropped out. It's just... I think you can get people that haven't ran for president. Just Republicans you detest in general.
Can you personalize it? Can you get that angry uncle or whatever
sure.
that you've got? Or the
God.
The hated and nasty old grandma.
You know who I'd put in mine? Those fucking people across the way in the building that leave the fucking gate open.
Narrows it down. Oh, that,
I came in last night after a show. It was like one something, I don't know. And the gate to Crab Diving Studios, wide motherfucking open.
Oh.
Why? I'll tell you why. Because they open the gate to drive their car in, but they're too fucking lazy and they're too lazy and self-involved, narcissistic, to just press the button to close it.
Here you go.
God. My God. Our neighbors are total cunts. They really are. I can't stand them. That, by the way, what is up with these kids that like to keep the door open to the front door to their apartment open to play video games when they're playing
yeah,
video games in their fucking underwear?
Yeah, sitting there playing in their
underwear. I've seen this perv go all the way downstairs. His dude, he's like 23 years old.
Perv.
He's a
lunkhead. I don't
who
think
parades
he's not going out there to get anybody's panties wet or to
no, definitely not,
or to put any tents in anyone else's underwear.
I don't think he's doing that.
He's just a lunk.
He's just an asshole. Oh, let me get my Thai food in my boxes.
It's Korean. It's not. Yeah. It's not the language of the Lord.
The perv is that dude from Alabama. I listened back a little to yesterday's show, and I heard the section we did about what's his dick, Bentley.
Bentley, Governor
God
Bentley of
heaven.
Alabama,
dude.
73. Did we find out 73 years old? And he's like, when I come up behind you and put my arms on your breast.
Sounds like that old dude from Family Guy who used to hit on Chris.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
It's really.
Oh.
Yeah, how did he? I mean, he must have had shenanigans going on for a long time in his political career, I imagine.
He's 73.
But, I mean, do you think something happened? This is the first time he's done this?
Fuck no. That's what
God,
I mean. There's probably
just now getting
there
caught.
There could be 40, 50 years of diddling that's been going on, or shenanigans. Well, now they're saying that he's being investigated, possibly criminally, because they're trying to find out if he ever used state resources or people to try to cover up his bullshit.
Yes, I agree with you.
So they're now investigating him.
He just must get old and sloppy and you don't care anymore.
But if you direct a subordinate to, you know, could you wipe that hard drive for me? Or, you know, or things like that. Or you have someone cover up for when you're going somewhere to, you know, laying some arms on breasts, then
that's what John Edwards did though, right?
That's probably what they were looking
at.
That's what
Sanford funds.
That's what Sanford, was investigated for.
Yeah.
I still don't know how he got away with it. I guess he paid for his trip to Columbia or whatever the fuck it was by himself.
That is so fucking
nonetheless,
nuts. Under his name, right? He just used his fucking name.
He went on he's got to use his passport. I guess being the governor of whatever fucking state that was. Was it Virginia?
Fuck you.
Where was he? Where was Mark Sanford the governor
South
of?
South or North Carolina. Pick one. It doesn't make a difference. I think
it was one of the
North
Carolinas.
I don't fucking know. But, I mean, you fly down there on your own dime. I mean, he didn't use an alias. He didn't use fake identification to get on the plane. He used his own shit,
right?
So he must have known he would get caught, or maybe it was arrogance in the fact that he would have the power to, you know, cover it up anyway,
right?
It's just weird. It's just
South Carolina he was the governor of for 8 years.
Why wouldn't the guy just say, hey, listen, go to an ace, hey, listen, I want to go down to Columbia to fuck this chick. Can we make up a bullshit reason to go down there? Can we say our state is interested in some program Columbia had? Anything. Could he not have done that?
Right.
And I'm sure his staff would have been down with it. Been like, yeah, let's go to South America. It'll be so much fun. We hate South Carolina. It sucks.
From June 18th until June 24th, 2009. This isn't like ancient history. This is post 2001 where, you know, detailed records are kept and you have to get your testicles jostled before you get on a plane and shit.
So
yeah, yeah.
There's really, like you said, I mean, he had to go as himself. So he had to sneak. He had to skulk and slither out. How does the governor disappear from June 18th to June 24th? His whereabouts were unknown to the public as well as to his wife and state law enforcement, which is his security. So his
wife?
Well, of course she
he
didn't
had
know.
To have known that. He must have. The only thing about that here, he must have had some bout. He had a mental illness. Well, that's what it is. He had a mental illness spout. He wanted this girl so bad. He's like, I don't give a shit. Fuck it. Fuck everyone. I'm going to Columbia. I'm fucking this girl. Fuck this state. Fuck this job. That's got to be what happened. He lost his gourd.
It was first reported by Jim Davenport of the Associated Press. The lieutenant governor announced, quote, that he could not take lightly that the staff had not had communication with him for more than 4 days, that no one, including his own family, knew his whereabouts.
Yeah.
And before his disappearance, he told staff that he would. So I guess some of these people actually believed it. Before his disappearance, he told his staff that he would be hiking the Appalachian Trail. So I thought the staff scurried and made that shit up, but apparently
it's a great
he
excuse.
Spun that one. Yeah,
it's a great excuse because on the Appalachian Trail you're totally out of touch with people.
Sure,
cell reception at times. But how does a governor not? How is the Secret Service like? Listen,
you don't take.
We have to
5 days
you.
Off as governor.
Most people
like that.
Most people can't do that.
Right.
Most people, some people can take 5 days off, but most people can't take 5 days off where you're totally untethered.
You're kind of running a state, you know?
Yeah.
So,
Sarah Palin could have done that.
He did not answer 15 cell phone calls from his chief of staff. Also failed to call his family on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So he went.
Well, he was doing what he wanted to do.
Down to. Oh, it's Argentina. He went down to Buenos Aires to do some chingandoing with Maria, is her name. Maria yes. Belén Chapur, a 43-year-old divorced mother of two who has a university degree in international relations.
Oh, yeah.
Of course she does.
Yes. Why didn't he fly her up to the States? Why didn't he do that? I mean, because it wasn't like, oh, you know what? I get to bang this girl I'm into, and I get to go see all the wonderful local sights and sounds of Argentina.
I mean, this really has to be
it's very odd.
Some kind of a dissociative disconnect psychologically. I mean, he had to lose his damn mind because you don't skip out as governor for 5 days.
Vanish. A lot of people couldn't do that.
It just doesn't work that way.
I mean, if either one of us disappeared for 5 days and you didn't hear back, you would be like, where are you? Are you in Chile?
The dog would be flipping that ball like crazy.
Oh, yeah, the dog would be nuts.
A reporter lucked out and I think she camped out. Reporter Gina Smith camped out at the airport just on a hunch, like just for the hell of it. And she caught him coming off a flight from Argentina. Holy shit, it's the governor.
So she's
getting
off
a flight from.
She must have been stationed.
By this time, they knew he was gone.
Right.
And I think the speculations were flying, if I remember the stories, and that she thought, well, you know. Go just for the hell of it,
right,
you know, or I don't think she was just there and spotted the governor.
I think
she was kind of throwing a Hail Mary and it worked. Over the next couple of days in emotional interviews, he said he would die knowing that I had met my soulmate. He admitted that he had also quote,
oh my god, this guy lost his fucking mind.
He admitted he had, quote, crossed the lines with a handful of other women
shit.
Throughout his 20-year marriage.
This guy's busy. Well, listen.
But not as far as he did with this mistress. I never flew down to Buenos Aires.
Some people have hobbies, you know, trains, model trains. Lots of people love that. Working on cars.
Sure.
You know, drones. People love drones. But this guy's hobby was lots of different shit.
I guess the wife did know about it then. So
she didn't give a shit.
She had become aware of the husband's infidelities 5 months before the scandal, and they had sought marriage counseling.
Oh, my God. Why bother?
She said she had requested a trial separation about 2 weeks before the disappearance. Oh, no. Well, then it's okay.
Right. He just didn't fucking tell.
If they're separating, right?
I mean, you know, he separated so much, he was on a different fucking continent.
I don't think separating usually means that a week later you're
in Argentina,
you know, a couple inches deep in an Argentine.
Yeah. I think, by the way, they use the metric system down there.
Oh, forgive me.
Yes.
You're 4 centimeters deep.
Wait, do they?
I think we're the only ones, and the Brits that don't use the metric system.
What? The Brits don't?
No, they use
a pound,
ounces, and
which is,
but for weight also they use ounces and shit like that.
Well, what a bunch of ass backwards assholes!
And then really? South Carolina, obviously he resigned in disgrace.
Yeah,
You know, they're so forgiving in South Carolina that they decided, well, let's send him to Congress then.
Right.
A couple of years later, you know, he's still a fucking congressman for South Carolina.
You know, I was listening to a story on NPR, and they talked about this Mark Sanford guy when he was running for Congress. They were like, the main reason he's doing it is because there's nothing else he can do to make money. He has shit tons. He had like a lot of legal bills or something. And this was the only place he was going to go where he could get paid was in politics, because it's all he's really done.
I thought he was on Fox, but he was like a pundit for 10 minutes and then he lost that gig.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but he was able to run because he won on name recognition. That's why he won.
Right. Oh, I know. I've heard that name before.
I mean, that's so nuts.
I don't know where I heard that name before, but I'm just going to vote for him.
I mean, that should give a lot of people hope that guy found a job in government. This guy in Alabama who's like, I want to lay my hand on your titties.
Or they're like,
fine.
Or they're like, fuck it. This is the guy that flew down to Argentina.
Yeah. Hey, guess who's going to be back in the White House? Probably, right? Unless it's something wild happens, you know. Bill Clinton, Mr. Hey, hold my cigar.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be back in the fucking White House.
It's interesting. A similar type of deal.
Right.
Rachel Maddow.
Oh, yeah.
Last night.
She have a sex scandal?
Well, it's funny. She talked about that. She's been talking about the Alabama governor.
Oh, okay.
Shenanigans.
It's not her sex scandal.
And no.
No. I know.
And as far as I've heard and read,
that
she's
would be
boring as fuck.
So
yeah,
shocking.
But she had a story about this. Do you remember the was it the Mayflower Madam or the Washington Madam? The scandal. The D.C. Madam scandal, I guess it was, not the Mayflower Madam, the D.C. Madam scandal.
Sort of.
It was a few years ago, 2007-ish, 2008-ish,
yes.
Where a purveyor of poon was high class, like...
Here's my union
like
card.
Senators and Congress level
shit.
Girlfriend experience.
Lindsey Graham level kind of shit.
Escort service.
Hey.
The D.C. madam, she tried to claim that it was legal. It was just an escort service. And,
right.
And you know, if they decided to have sex with their client at the end of the evening, that was completely up to them and not part of the financial deal whatsoever.
Is this one of Charlie Sheen's ladies?
However,
wasn't he involved in some hooker? Some like,
yeah, I think it was out here.
But that's different.
Yeah.
That's, God damn it. Who cares? Jet, I can almost remember Heidi Fleiss.
Heidi Fleiss, yeah.
Bam. What do I get?
But this is, what is her name? Deborah Jean Palfrey ran a D.C. area escort service for several years before she got caught by the popo.
Oh, shit.
But as part of her defense, they agreed to this weird thing. They decided they would release the phone. They didn't have the names, allegedly.
Yes.
They weren't going to release names, but they would release the phone records.
Oh, shit.
And people got a hold of them. And the eventually the big name, the only name that was brought down was not that long ago. He lost his senator seat in Louisiana. David Vitter, the guy who ran on Family Values. You remember that John Bel Edwards guy who just won the last election in Louisiana. There's now a Democratic senator.
Holy fuck.
From Louisiana, because he ran. He dug up the bones of this 2008 scandal on this Vitter guy, and it worked. He just kept pounding it, even though it was from 8 years ago.
He didn't give a shit.
He kept saying, do you want this guy? This, you know, he kept saying, do you know what he did? He went to hookers. Do we want him?
Right.
You know, and it worked.
It's taking a page out of, listen, the liberals don't want to do that, because when they run for office, they want to do something boring. They want to talk about the issues and what they're going to do. Take a page out of this guy's playbook, okay?
Right.
Everybody listen up. By the way, how shitty must Louisiana be that they elected a Democrat?
How
those
desperate.
People
yeah,
must
yeah.
be beside themselves.
And that's the guy now. John Bel Edwards is the governor. I might have gotten... No, wait. I think he's the senator. Yeah, I think. Anyway, I'm getting confused.
It ain't no never mind. It's just Louisiana, dude. It's just a shithole. Whatever. You drove through Louisiana. Most of it's swamp. Trees standing in water.
Yeah.
It really is. It's pretty. But I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do there. Everything's wet.
But now they're saying that the lawyer for the madam...
Yes.
Who is kind of a shady dude himself. Listen to this name, this lawyer.
All these lawyers, dude.
Montgomery Blair Sibley.
Blair. Montgomery Blair Sibley.
Now he is saying that there was a gag order put on the judgment. Anyway, she got the madam... was convicted, and sadly,
yes.
She committed suicide like a year later.
Shit.
I guess this dude still has access to this list.
Okay.
That's been sealed by the courts. And now he sued in a smaller court, and they tossed it out. And now he's going like right to the Supreme Court, because it's time is of the essence. Because he wants to release this info, quote, time is of the essence, given the significance of the upcoming political primaries and caucuses in the looming Republican and Democratic conventions on July 18th and July 25th, respectively, and given the impact of the presently sealed from public record that this attorney seeks to release upon these electoral... in other words... The information, the list of names and numbers of the D.C. madam is important to the current presidential election post-haste.
This election.
Post-haste.
What the fuck
right
does
now.
That mean? Is this Ted Cruz?
But then he kind of went on to say, you have until, I forget what the date he gives. And then he says, if I don't hear from you, to the Supreme Court.
Holy shit.
If I do not hear from you, I'm just going to release it anyway.
Holy fuck.
That's kind of what he's saying.
Wow.
He could go to jail for contempt, but now everybody's speculating. Whoa.
What is it?
There's not a lot of choices. There's Kasich.
Come on. Kasich.
And who cares? Yeah. Yeah, there's Kasich. There's Ted Lieu.
Okay.
He wasn't around in 2008, was he?
I don't know.
I thought he won in that 2010 horrific.
Right.
But there's, although he was in Washington
right.
before.
What was he doing? Was he?
He argued. Well, he was a clerk for somebody in the Supreme Court, and then later on, when he went back to Texas, he was Solicitor General. So he was in Washington arguing in front of the Supreme Court few times. Maybe he just when he was in town.
Yeah,
when Heidi wasn't around.
I mean, I'm sure the guy was in Washington a shit ton.
Or Hillary, maybe. Maybe Hillary's getting some beaver bumping action on the side.
You know, maybe it's me or whatever, but I don't get a vibe off her that she has that emotional need, physical need. Yeah, I don't see it.
But it's Huma Abedin, Ryan, is her little man in the boat licking buddy.
Yeah. I just don't see her giving a shit. Really? I mean, do you think she has those kind of feelings?
That's stupid right-wing theories. Oh, that Wiener's wife.
Wiener.
Is...
Oh, is that who that is?
Anthony Wiener's wife is Huma Abedin, and she's the chief of staff for Hillary for this long time. She's the one that is obviously Muslim Brotherhood. And has ties to the Islamists.
Duh.
And they're losing their mind over that. They've been losing their mind over that for years, which she doesn't, by the way.
Yeah.
And then...
I just don't see Hillary Clinton having that.
Oh, I'm sure, no.
I mean, she doesn't give a fuck. I mean, maybe I'm just reading her wrong. Maybe...
You never know.
I don't know.
Maybe she and Bill are still quite active.
I mean, if I saw... Welcome to the crab diving comedy show with little news.
Not with each other.
No. Bill, though, what I'm saying is, Bill, you get that vibe. You get that vibe that he's into that kind of thing. I don't know if it's the accent or something that makes him sound like he's up for shenanigans. Barack Obama, nothing. I don't get that vibe off him at all. There's no perv vibe.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, I don't fucking see it.
Oh, I think Joe could have fun, though.
No, I think Joe likes to drink and hit people.
I was going to say he could maybe do some drinking and smacking around.
I mean, I could. I don't know.
So I guess it says over the next 2 weeks, we're supposed to hear how this plays out, that allegedly this guy is going to release this information that supposedly impacts the current presidential election, like
Bernie,
right now.
Bernie,
that would be amazing.
Do you get that vibe off Bernie?
That would be amazing.
I don't get that vibe off Bernie.
We don't have a lot of choices. It's either Bernie, Hillary, Kasich,
right?
I mean, maybe Trump. You think Trump's getting hookers in the when he goes to DC?
Not that kind. No, I don't know.
Well, it could be
anything's possible with Trump, but it seems like,
and then nobody would care. Like Trump's. Yes. Trump's supporters,
nobody's gonna give a fuck,
would think it's awesome. They wouldn't care.
This is how Trump addresses it.
If Trump would be like, hey, I wasn't married at the time or
no,
whatever.
You know, I paid for a hooker. What do you want?
Right.
The women hate him.
I spent a lot of money. I gave them big tips. They got a piece of this.
He didn't care that his second in command was manhandling a journalist. If that was on Bernie's campaign or any other, I don't give a shit. Any other campaign, they might have been fired, even Ted Cruz.
Yeah, in fact, I wonder if that's still the headline over the Drudge. There was news about that, the Corey thing.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, I forgot my news voice. Dateline, March 30th, 2016.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
No, I like that. It reminds me of, a character. Like, you're a news guy, but totally kind of over it. not all the way over.
I think the over it just bleeds into every character I do.
No, that's not true.
Because that's me.
Your headlines.
I know. God, who the fuck is that?
Let's start with the Drudge Report, since I mentioned it. And we'll work our way up into double-digit IQs.
Fuck you.
Corey prosecutor outed.
Lewandowski, is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
biter.
The prosecutor, come on, this is a stretch. The prosecutor has been outed as a Clinton supporter.
Is that it?
Oh, I just
shit
sullied my computer again.
You got a Breitbart?
WND, World Nutcase, Net Daily.
Set it on fire!
And this is a WND exclusive, Ryan.
This just in, bitch.
From Jerome R. Corsi is the correspondent.
Okay, Jerome.
I don't know who this guy is. He's an looks like an older white guy.
Oh.
Picture.
Interesting.
The Florida prosecutor who brought battery charges against Donald Trump's campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski, supports Hillary Clinton's campaign for president.
Oh, you know what it is? It sounds like, you sound like a, it's like if John McLaughlin had some medication. It's John McLaughlin. It's that John McLaughlin.
Good morning.
He's been up a little late for some reason.
The Eleanor. This is utterly ridiculous. The it says that Palm Beach County State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg is a member of the 150 Florida member of the Florida Leadership Council, which was established by the Democratic Party.
Eat my dick.
To promote Hillary Clinton's presidential candidacy. So I guess this this prosecutor, who apparently is a Democrat,
yes,
is not able to choose a presidential candidate that he's going to support. So this asshole is saying that there's shenanigans.
Okay.
This is what they're intimating, that it's the prosecutor who decided to charge Corey.
Yes.
For what we've all seen on the fucking video now.
Oh, yeah. Pulling a chick.
That he's a Hillary supporter.
That's it?
So obviously there's political... They're trying to tear down Trump, Ryan, by going
how insane,
after...
How insane. I mean, who knows what else is in this guy's past? We're talking about a guy.
Isn't it a guy.
He bit a stripper. He bit a stripper, right? Is this the guy that bit a stripper? Or his lawyer did?
His lawyer.
Oh, okay. Shit. All right. Well, I was just saying they care more about this than the fact that he bit a stripper. But his lawyer bit the stripper, so I was...
One of his lawyers bit the stripper.
But, you know, you think Lewandowski... Yeah, it's so crazy. What's crazy is that detail is in my head, and
listen. So, and the fact that Drudge is linking to fucking WND...
Oh, God.
Just tells you. What are... You know,
stupid.
WND, you could figure out when the next blood moon is going to signal the apocalypse. You can also read the beautiful, intelligent ramblings of Ted fucking Nugent.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And also...
He writes. It's weird to think he writes. I hear he just, when he composes something, he just dips his hand in his own feces and makes shapes and little pictures.
Bachman. Michelle Bachman writes for WND. She most recently, I think
Bachman
a week ago, we read from her screed about how end times are coming because Obama went to Cuba.
Ah, I love it.
And then I believe someone else has written columns over for WND.
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right.
I mean, is that a haiku? Is she speaking in haiku? I'm trying to figure out that.
Haiku.
I got to tell you something. If she took a transcript of that, the words, and was able to punctuate it correctly, then I would say she's a genius and an amazing writer, Sarah Palin.
All the transcript people, transcribers out there, I feel sorry for.
Yeah, they had a moment, they're typing, all of a sudden their head starts hurting, they take off their glasses, like, I need some Advil!
Over at the commie, I'm seeing another...
What's going on?
Another headline.
What is it? You got to share it now.
They're still speculating that Paul Ryan is somehow
running for president.
Yeah. Somehow trying to tickle the starfish to loosen it up, to slip in at the last moment. And
the tickling loosen.
It's a headline. It leads over to Vanity Fair, actually.
Oh, wow. Look at Paul Ryan. God, what a fancy ass politician. These other guys. These jerk-offs are in Breitbart, WND. He's in Vanity Fair. Ooh.
It's about him. It's not by him. Is Paul Ryan prepared to commit political suicide is the headline. why the Wunderkind House Speaker would have to be crazy to try to steal the Republican nomination.
Are they calling him a Wunder Kid?
Yeah, Wunderkind. Wunderkind.
What the fuck does that mean? Wunderkind?
Yeah, young phenom. It's German.
By the way,
super kid.
Think about all the other scandals that are out there and everything. And this pussy comes out, and his big revelation is that he doesn't like Ayn Rand.
Works out.
That's it. That's it.
Yes, he's decided that he's warmer and fuzzier a month after he passed.
The guy
he presented a budget that fucks the poor in every hole.
Meanwhile, that guy without in Alabama permission. Is like, I want to put my hand. I want to lay my hands on top of your breast. That's what he said. Bentley.
Oh,
Alabama.
The governor. Yeah.
What a gross thing to lay my hands on your breast.
So they say there's signs that he's open to being drafted if somehow this bizarre convention shenanigans happen.
Yes.
I can't wait for that fucking convention.
Where's he going to announce from? The steam room?
If
he's always at the gym.
If Trump doesn't have a good I think it's Wisconsin coming up next Tuesday.
Liquid U.
Then it's going to be harder. I mean, if Trump has a really good Wisconsin, then he might end up with the 1,237 that he needs.
Yeah.
Before they get there, and then there's nothing they could do.
They can't contest it, right?
If he's got 1,400 and they show up and vote, he's going to get it in the first round of voting, and then they just do speeches and jerk each other off for 3 days.
Right. How do you think he'll do in Wisconsin? And don't I'm not asking you to figure on your friends in Madison. We all know what will happen with them, those liberals. They'll be
poor beleaguered liberals.
They will do the right fucking thing. And, you know, but what about your normal Wisconsinites milking cows and churning butter and that kind of shit out in the middle of fucking nowhere in Wayne, Zanesville?
I met a guy who lived his entire life 3.5 hours away.
Baraboo.
From Chicago.
Right.
The third largest city in the nation.
Okay.
Sometimes second.
Ooh.
But third now. And had never been there. And he was.
What?
Like 70.
God, Chicago's a great city.
And I said, why have you I've been to Milwaukee. I didn't like it too much. And then he basically said he didn't use the N-word, but that's what he said. There's right. too many. I forget what euphemism he used, ooh. But it wasn't the N-word. But
he had a myriad to pick from.
Yeah.
My mom just texted in, wanted to remind us that Chris Matthews and Trump are doing a town hall tonight.
Well, I've got a story from that already. It's already been taped, I think, is the not big secret that's okay. out there. And there's a transcript that has leaked. In fact, we can get to that.
Leak? Kate, we need a cleanup.
Of that
interview. Yes.
And fucking thought I pulled it. I'll find it.
I think I saw. Did you post it on Facebook? Am I out of my mind?
I might have.
I thought I saw it there.
Facebook.com/crabdubbing.
For sure.
Oh, I did. Thank you. Over.
You're welcome. I thought I saw it somewhere.
Yeah. So he sat down during this town hall event that's going to air tonight. It's a big event on MSNBC. They've got.
Oh, I bet.
They've got. I think they've got Kasich,
oh,
the opening act.
Who cares?
And then they've got Trump.
Okay, there we go.
And then Rachel, for an hour, has Hillary.
Oh.
And for the second hour, has Bernie.
Interesting.
So there you go.
Get rid of Kasich. That's a nothing. Do you tonight. Give a shit about what Trump or Chris
don't.
Matthews has to say to John Kasich?
He's still, even more so, I can't imagine the pressure from the Ted Cruz campaign that's flying over at the Kasich campaign.
Yeah.
Like, get out. Because there was another poll I saw that came out today, I think, that in the three-way race, it has Trump up by like 10 or 12 points over Cruz. And then 10 points beneath him is Kasich
right.
in third. But if you take Kasich out of the equation, it's only a 2-point difference between Cruz and Trump. So you can see that the Cruz people are losing their fucking minds. They're like, get out, get out to Kasich. Get the fuck out. You're not going to win. Horrible. You can't win.
He must not turn his phone on or check his email, right? Because that's the only, you know.
Right. Cruz is on the line again.
Do you think Kasich is trying to hang in? He's like, I'm not getting out until you offer me VP from Trump.
Oh, I'm sure that's probably already been dangled out there. I mean,
dangled.
That actually for Cruz would be not that stupid of a choice because he's kind of the Southern T-evangelical creepy Bible waver.
Oh, you're saying Kasich could bring Cruz like yeah, Ohio and
the Midwest. He's the gentler, kindler, nicer, less crazy Republican. Who
less
knows?
White guys. That's what this country needs in charge. Less white guys.
Or maybe that's what's going to happen just when they get together. I mean, if they pool their Wonder Twin powers at
get in the pool.
At the, they touch rings. Wasn't that how the Wonder Twins activated?
Oh, absolutely.
And
but one could be the form of any water, and the other one could be any animal.
One had a better. Fuck! We've had this discussion before about how one of them is maybe not as great as the other one. But then
water.
Well, sure. And but remember, he could turn into. Couldn't he turn into ice too? Like, couldn't he turn into any
form
kind
of water?
Well, there you go.
Form of an iceberg. Right, form of a wave.
Mist.
Why couldn't he be like form of mist?
It's hot out. Could you mist us for a few?
Perspiration.
But then that's gross. Don't you get all over people?
This is what you do. The Wonder Twins like, I'm going to be a tiger. All right. I'm going to be a big fucking ocean.
I'm going to be a puddle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, wait. How much water?
Well, how much volume could he produce?
A teaspoon. I don't know.
Only if you wait a day.
I mean, that is so dumb. And then the other one's any animal. The girl was any animal.
That was awesome
because
she could fly then and shit. And,
right.
And turn into a dolphin and swim in her brother.
God, that is so fucked up. Can't she be a mammal? I mean, a dolphin is a mammal. Could she be a mammal and a shark? A shark is not a mammal. But a dolphin is a mammal.
Yes.
Because it has teats. Or what?
I don't think it does. But it's
showing him dolphins.
It's a live birth and it's warm blooded.
What if he gets stuck and she gets stuck? And she's like, and then the brother has stay water.
I can think of all kinds of horrible things.
Horrible things. So stupid.
Don't breathe me in.
Is there a spec script to the Wonder Twins floating around in this horrible town, Hollywood?
Yes.
No, there's not.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Come on. There is nothing that's been on TV already.
Yes.
No character.
Ooh.
I'm sure out here that doesn't have a script written about.
Really?
It or them.
God, how
think
shitty.
About it.
Black Vulcan.
Yes.
Bullshit.
I'm sure there
You're
is.
Kidding me. We can I'm barely
sure
think of the guy's
I'm
fucking
sure there's
name.
A spec script somewhere.
Is there a Hawkman?
Somebody's got the rights
Hawkman
to...
Hawkman movie.
A what?
Hawkman.
Hawkman. Oh. Oh, yeah. He's been in.
No.
Hawkman was in... No. I thought Hawkman was in one of the movies already as a minor character.
The X-Men? Because now you're getting
Would that
it mixed
have been
up.
Marvel or DC? I don't remember.
Oh, many nerds are listening
yeah,
right now, losing
care.
Their fucking mind.
It's not my wheelhouse, so I give zero fucks.
I said something.
There you go.
Yeah, I said something on
don't care.
Stage not too long ago, and I was like, yeah, like Lord of the Rings. Sometimes I rattle off some stupid Harry Potter character.
Oh,
some
well,
fat
that's
fucking
heresy, then.
T-shirt way too small for him. I was like,
how dare you say
shut up.
Mix Gandalf with
it doesn't matter. Choose your wizard.
So yeah, so Donald Trump has already it's already in the can. His as we say out here in Hollyweird, this town hall that he was doing, and I don't know where he's at. Where is this town hall?
I don't know.
I don't have that information immediately in front of me. But listen to this. Oh my God, we've got tape already.
Oh, shit.
Listen to how creepy this shit is. They're talking about abortion, which has hardly been brought up.
On the right side.
Well, right. It's except for Carly Fiorina squealing about those tapes where they're chopping babies up and pulling its brain out and saying, oh, look, I can get $18 for this one.
Which was fucking science goddamn fiction.
It was editing and lies. And when they said, you know, it's been proven that that tape is editing and lies, she said, but look at it. It shows a baby being chopped up.
That is
and
insane.
Sold for parts, but it doesn't. But it's happening. You know it's happening. She said that to Chris Matthews one
that's
time.
That's like,
Chris, you know it's happening. Yeah. You know they're doing it.
That's like some movie, yeah, about a volcano going off and destroying the planet. And you're like, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. But look at it.
Right. So here is Donald J. Trump.
Sorry. You.
I got a frog. Donald J. Trump on with Chris Matthews talking about abortion. And basically, Chris Matthews asked the question that, we've talked about, which is a great one to ask your favorite
right wing nut job
pro life quote friend.
Oh, yes.
Pro birth, let's say. Friend.
Pro birth.
When you ask them, well, what's the penalty going to be and who gets penalized?
The electric chair. The woman, stupid. Of course the woman. Why not the guy that blows the seed that causes the initial problem? String him up too. Put everybody in jail.
She should have closed her legs to him and not shown her ankles, that whore.
Oh my God.
Here's Donald Trump being asked by Chris Matthews about what he would do about if abortion's made illegal. Creepy.
And Donald Trump.
Should the woman be punished for having an abortion? And this is not something you can dodge. If you say abortion is a crime or abortion is murder, you have to deal with it under the law. Should abortion be punished?
Well, people in certain parts of the Republican Party and conservative Republicans would say, yes, they should be punished.
How about you?
I would say that it's a very serious problem, and it's a problem that we have to decide on. It's very
hard. But you're
for banning
it.
Are you going to say put them in jail?
Because you say you want to ban it.
I am pro-life, yes.
What is ban? How do you ban abortion? How do you actually do it?
Well, you know, you'll go back to a position like they had where people will perhaps go to illegal places.
Yeah.
But you have to ban it.
They go to somebody who flunked out of medical school.
Are you Catholic?
Yes, I think.
How do you feel about the Catholic Church's position?
I accept the teaching authority of my church on moral issues.
But do you know their position on abortion?
Yes, I do.
And do you concur with that position?
I concur with their moral position, but legally, question. Here's my problem.
But let me ask you, but what do you say about...
It's not funny.
...your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to, but the churches make their moral judgments, but you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
Oh!
Yay, bam!
There has to be some form of punishment, you
perfect. Live today in Town Square. Beatings, floggings, stonings.
Yeah, did you
for
hear
anyone
Matthews,
that vacuumed out their uterus.
Did you hear Matthews yell at an audience member for chuckling at one point?
I thought he was yelling at Trump for laughing.
Ew, somebody in the audience is nervous laughter, and Matthews goes, it's not funny. Took a moment to smack the audience member.
Oh, man. He won. So Chris Matthews won. He got an answer out of that little asshole.
Let me ask you, but what do you say about...
It's not funny.
...your church? Yeah, it's really not a funny thing. What do you say about your church? They're very, very strong.
They're allowed to... But the churches make their moral judgments, but you running for president of the United States will be chief executive of the United States. Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that... There has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Ten years,
I don't
what?
Know. That I don't know. That
well, why
I don't
not?
Know. I don't
you
know.
You take positions on everything else.
I do take positions on everything else. It's a very complicated position.
There you go.
That, you know.
There's got to be some form of punishment. Typical conservative mindset. Punish.
Yeah. Maybe the way to handle this, Trump, is before an interview, say, listen, you are not allowed to use the word... The two words, it's complicated together.
Yeah, people are taking the gloves off with him, though. Final fucking Lee. They're not letting him get away with shit. Like Andy Cooper had him on, I think it was last night. And, Trump is doing this. He started it. He started it about Ted Cruz when they're saying, you know, why did you retweet that picture of Melania next to a really ugly picture of Ted Cruz's wife and an unflattering picture of her.
I mean, it is a frustrating question a little bit from Cooper because I just want to take him aside. You know why I did that, Anderson? He's a fucking dick.
He's an asshole. He's stupid.
A dick.
And his answer is, well, he started it. And Cooper said, well, the other day, that Wisconsin guy, whose name I don't have, the Wisconsin conservative radio dude that interviewed him.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, this isn't a playground.
Yeah.
This isn't a playground. And then
it's not that scene from A Christmas Story where I double dog dare you.
And then Anderson Cooper, when Trump said, well, he started it. Anderson Cooper said, you argue like a 5-year old.
He does, man. It's like it's arguing with someone that doesn't argue fairly.
That goes on the Facebook page of crab diving and calls us libtards.
Oh yes, thank you.
And stuff like that. That's the level of the conversation we have with some of these people. And that's these are the Trumpalos.
We have to raise the rhetoric in this country.
There's one guy that I just don't get. He seems like a nice enough fellow.
Yes.
But he keeps posting Trump for president, yo.
Well, maybe he's dumb.
And then when he's confronted, he's like, hey, you know, it's just who I'm voting for, Trump for president, yo.
And he's just posting.
Right.
He's stupid.
And at one point, I think somebody got him to admit that he's like, hey, all I know is I never paid attention to any of this shit. And I listened to Trump and something awakened inside me. And now I'm interested. And I think he says he's what we need. Trump for president, yo.
That to me,
and I said, God, I think I might have responded and said, "Well, that tells us you're uninformed. You've been uninformed."
That's like the character from Breaking Bad on the first season, played by that the dude Heisenberg's friend or whatever. What's his face? Played by Aaron, whoever the lead,
right?
One of the leads in Breaking Bad.
Yes.
It sounds like him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I mean, this guy seems like a nice enough guy, but it just doesn't seem like
he's dumb.
He's a young guy who seems like this is his first taste of politics. And goddamn, Trump?
Yeah, relax.
Trump?
God,
really?
It's like he had a Zima or a wine cooler. He's like, this is the best thing to drink on the planet.
We just gotta somehow break this stupid paradigm that business success means success as a human. That you've... The only success in life is if you have a big fucking car and a nice house and, a gourmand on the side.
I don't know how to fix any of that. I mean, it's like, that guy is like Trump for president, yo. I mean, I assume he doesn't have $5 million in the bank.
I mean,
you think he makes minimum wage?
Talking about the minimum wage, we just had one guy respond on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Who said something, that argument of, you know, jobs at slinging burgers and working at Walmart are intended for teenagers just entering the workforce, and their pay is fine as it is. We don't need to hurt businesses more by raising. And it's that stupid trope that it's teenagers working at Walmart or teenagers flipping burgers.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not. And show me where the American charter, where it says that those jobs were created for teenagers. And back in the 50s,
right,
the time they jerk off to and want to go back to,
people had jobs like that.
Adults would pump gas.
And they supported a fucking family.
Somebody could put through, a kid into college pumping gas his whole life and doing, a waiter, waitresses and things like that. It wasn't labor. And service jobs weren't demonized, but somewhere the fucking capitalist vampires sucked all the value out of that middle class, and now they've got to point at poorer people. And so they've got to demonize them,
but eventually
those hard workers, and take those union.
Right.
Things that the union won. Unions won, like 40-hour work weeks and overtime. They'd love to get rid of the overtime. Are you kidding me?
But what are they going to turn the whole... I mean, think about like Flint, Michigan or some, I don't know, manufacturing town where big business took the jobs away, went overseas, went to Mexico or whatever. And look at Flint or look at these towns where the manufacturing jobs have left. There's nothing there. There's no business. They're a shell. It's all poor people. I mean, don't these rich people see that you can't exist like that? I mean, their world won't exist
their
like that,
their shareholders
right?
are making more money.
But who's going to buy their fucking widgets to keep their shareholders
well, there
happy?
There you go. That's the ultimate failure of that voodoo economics. Or, is that a Republican now will tell you, we'll give them more.
And then so what do you...
So that they'll build another factory to build their nothing, to build their widgets that people can't afford.
Right. And what happens? What happens? Okay, people are poor now. They can't afford the widgets. What if they're really fucking poor? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mean, these tent cities that are popping up around LA, it's more and more. And, you know.
I was closing a window that popped open here in Crab Diving. A chilly, brisk, windy day here in Southern California. It's like, you know, 65, 62. Yeah. Ooh, we're oh, pussies. My nipples are hard. Chicago, I saw a story, I think it was this morning, that a bunch of Chicago twunts are upset about some tent communities that are popping up in on the north side. Some of those walkways that go under the Lakeshore Drive.
Oh, yeah. Between, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about in Chicago. There's
a roof.
There's a... Right. There's these... Lakeshore Drive is this 4-6 lane at some points.
Yeah.
A giant highway that goes along the lake in Chicago. And on the lake side of it, there's green strips and then the beaches sometimes.
Yeah, connects Chicago to Evanston, basically.
And then on the other side is, you know, like skyscrapers and really expensive apartments that overlook the lake. And but you can get, you don't have to try to play Frogger and dodge over the Lakeshore Drive. You can get to it underneath. There's some of these pedestrian tunnels and shit like that. Well, some of these are now having tents dotting in them. And by all accounts, they are clean. They clean up after themselves. They even clean the park in the area because that's where they live.
Yeah.
And there's really no, these aren't, they say that the community that's, isn't, it's not like, you know, it's not like a heroin den. It's not, they're not auctioning off children for sex slaves. There's nothing. It's just people who have, are homeless. They have no money. And, the residents are complaining.
Oh yes, because they
want the police to get them.
They
want to
walk across to the lake once on a Sunday afternoon with their fucking kids, and they don't want to walk past people living in tents because maybe it freaks them out. They're scared of everyone. They're not white. Who knows?
Right?
Who the fuck knows? That little tent city. There was a tent city on Vermont Avenue right across from the Braille Institute. It's gone now. Cleared
here
out
here in Los Angeles, California.
Yep, cleared right the fuck out. Yeah. And I walk past those people all the time. And
if it's a mental health issue, that is shame on us times two also.
But
because
you know,
thank you, Ronald fucking Reagan, St. Ronnie, for, you know, helping the United States and kicking the nutty people out of the...
What's scary about it is you look at it and you just feel bad for them. You're like, this is where we are. That's the scary part. That's what everybody should be scared of. Not that these... I never felt like someone's going to reach out of their tent, pull me in there, and kill me.
No, I'm worried society's going to reach out and pull me into that tent.
Yeah.
World.
Absolutely. And it's not there. The thing is, too, that's a little maddening. It's like, that person, that taker, is in the fucking pedway
between a job.
The... Under Lakeshore
Drive. Get a job. Get a job.
Did they choose that?
Right.
Did they say, oh, God, you know what would be great? I'm going to live under Lakeshore fucking drive. And you know it's cold anyway.
And if it's a mental health issue, shame on us. They should be absolutely having free treatment.
Yeah. And it's still cold in
Chicago.
And
if it's a drug issue, shame on us. It should be treated as a health issue and not a criminal issue.
Why don't we have these things?
But we got to punish because we've got a lot of conservatives in the United States.
And if you're conservative, that doesn't even make sense. If you're conservative with money, locking these people up, throwing them in jail, and then letting them out so they just go back to the tunnel where they have to live, where they get locked up again.
But what else are you going to do with the brown ones? And we can make good money investing in our private prison enterprises.
Yes.
By making sure that those brown butts are in beds.
How much can you suck out of the poor people? That's the question. How far can they suck until there's nothing left to suck?
We're going to find that out.
There might not be any more suckage.
Well, I think we're finding that out. And all history shows that ouais la guillotine.
At the end of the day, another day.
Yeah, I mean, it really. This is what that one. Oh, I can't think of Nick Hanauer, that one billionaire who gets it. Flaming Lib, who was out there saying he wrote a long piece for I don't know if it was the New York Times or whatever recently, but he's out there saying, "Dear fellow billionaires, wake the fuck up!
Yeah,
wake the fuck up!
Time to leave the party, everybody!"
Yeah, basically, he said in nice economic terms, "Our heads are going to roll. People are figuring this shit out. We are sucking the value out of the entire country and destroying it in the name of extra zeros in an electronic account that doesn't affect your day." Again, I got mad. I don't know. I was making toast or something. And I was thinking about the fucking Koch brothers. And I'm like, okay, they each made extra like $20 billion or something.
Extra.
And
extra.
And you think, well, let's take $1 billion of that. And every school kid in America eats. Let's take one billion.
Think about that.
That person would not. David Koch's Monday and Tuesday, Monday at noon, he found out he made $20 billion more last year. His Tuesday was no different than his Monday.
Oh, yeah. It didn't matter.
Right. His dick didn't get bigger. Nothing happened suddenly. It's just some monopoly money electronically appeared in some accounts somewhere, and it doesn't affect his bottom line. And so when they say, you know, we can't, how dare you? It's not fair of you to tax us at 60% or 70%. It's not fair.
What about that guy living on the fucking street? Well, what exactly do you say about fucking that? It's nuts.
And then those are the people who want poor people to pay taxes. That's that flat tax misnomer, that fake, let's make it fair. A flat tax across the way, 10-15% flat. Who does that fuck?
Let's make it fair.
It fucks the poor. If you make $10,000 a year, right now you're not paying any taxes. $1,500 out of your $10,000 you're making is not eating
day. It's not proportionate.
It's not right. Right.
Let's make it fair. Then let's do this. Let's take that white.
Well, they should work harder.
Yeah. Let's rip that white privilege straight out of your asshole and divide it up. Ooh. That's how to make it fair.
Interesting. It's quite an interesting segue, Ryan, that you mentioned that, because if there is another epitome and poster child of a white privilege being pulled out of an asshole, it's Tucker Carlson.
Oh, this guy is a douche.
Over at the Daily Caller. And you remember last week we had a duet, a famous duet.
Yes.
That was Alex Jones with Pastor David Manning.
Oh, my God.
The God Hates Fags guy.
That was amazing.
From New York. And this time on the InfoWars show with Alex Jones.
Oh, God, I'm so excited.
Is none other than Fucker Carlson, brotastic white dickwad.
Wasn't Tucker Carlson at some point
he was on MSNBC.
He was reputable, right? He was like sort of reputable.
Yeah, and I think there's a couple of videos of him versus Maddow when he used to be a pundit on MSNBC or something like that, or at some point he was on MSNBC a lot. I don't know if he was.
Did they face off?
Yeah, they had some epic battles that she always won.
Well, she has the moral fucking high ground. Yeah, and that makes all the fucking difference.
He's really just a brotastic turd.
He really is.
He's just this. He's from that Eric Bowling.
Ugh.
Tucker Carlson.
So gross.
Lunkhead white guy. What the privileged fuck face.
Is our fucking problem.
So here they are reaching around each other.
Eee.
Tucker Carlson and talking to Alex Jones.
Oh, my God.
You just got to hear these idiots. This is
the
Tucker level of
Carlson
conversation.
Tucker Carlson is on with Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Apparently on a webcam somewhere.
Nice.
Connected to Alex Jones, who's in his studio.
Oh.
wearing a no tie, but he's got a jacket
on. He can't get a tie around that neck.
Well, yeah, he probably rips them off. He might have had one on at the beginning. Here's Tucker Carlson.
Well, anyone who alleges the white privilege is by definition a racist. I mean, I think we can say that and we should say that. I mean,
so right off the bat, anyone that alleges that white privilege exists.
Yes.
Is a racist. So we're talking about white privilege.
Hello,
so
racist.
We're racist, Ryan.
Hi, I'm a racist. Nice to meet you. Well, wait. Let's define white privilege then. What does that mean?
I think we can say that and we should say that. I mean, that's not a legitimate form of conversation. That's tarring an entire group based on the way they look. That's the definition of racism. And I think people should just stand up and say that because it's true.
Oh, my God. It's not tarring an interesting word. It's not.
Yeah, really.
It's not tarring an entire people based on their color. It's the recognition of the, you know, that second word there, privilege.
Yes.
It's the white privilege that is what we're talking about. We're not saying all white people are racist, but we're saying that. Racism exists, and
absolutely.
Systemically, there is white privilege. There's absolutely white privilege that's in like, this country and in Europe.
Right. I mean, white people own slaves, right?
Sure.
But, I mean, not all white people own slaves, but, like, the reason they owned the slaves, they were black, right? I mean...
Well, they weren't people, right? They weren't considered people.
It's like you can't talk about... How can you talk about racism without talking about race? That's sort of saying that's how you they're saying you have to address racism without race.
How can you not using acknowledge race? White privilege?
I don't know.
What's his face? O'Reilly, Bill O'Reilly. Come on. Had a bullshit one night where he had his last word or whatever. He reads his screed and they type it on the screen so the idiots can read along, sing along. Right. Like a karaoke.
Conservative karaoke. Horrible. Yeah. Horrible.
And he even said that there's no such thing. White privilege doesn't exist.
Bill O'Reilly said that.
Sure. So here's more of Tucker Carlson talking to Alex Jones.
True. As for Hillary promising Obamacare to people here illegally, on so many levels, this is shocking, and it should be on the front page of the New York Times. It's not today because they have Donald Trump to hate. But this is one of the big lies of Obamacare, and I'm sorry. I don't want to sound like your garden variety right winger, but it's just true. So when they rolled this out, they claimed what? You could keep your coverage. They claimed it would reduce costs, and they said, above all, we're not going to give these benefits, $5,000 per year per person, to people here illegally. They're not eligible.
Incredible.
Remember that? And remember Joe Wilson during the President's State of the Union?
See, I don't remember this.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember at all.
Can I ask you something? Is Alex Jones more of a star than Tucker? Or is Tucker the bigger star? Because I feel like Alex is sort of giving this guy deference. Now, I know Tucker is the guest, but it seems like he's letting Tucker preach at him.
I don't know. I mean,
who's the bigger conservative?
Alex Jones
cock?
Claims he gets millions of viewers.
He makes shit tons of money, right?
I think he makes a lot of money.
Selling all that bullshit. Like, what does he advertise on his site? The Survivor shit?
But Tucker, yeah, and buy gold.
What is that about?
Tucker Carlson, because apparently when the world system collapses...
Gold?
We're going to go back to the gold standard.
How? Yeah, how would that happen? Does that make sense to you?
No, not in the tiniest little bit.
Okay.
Here is a little bit more of that, and then we'll move along.
Trump said, you lied. Everyone said, oh, Joe Wilson, you criticized the president. You're obviously a racist. You're from South Carolina. Of course you're a racist. It turns out Joe Wilson was right. They did lie. Now they've pulled off the mask, and they're admitting that they want to give these federal benefits.
That's right. It was a huge controversy. There are no death panels. There's no rationing of care. You can keep your doctor. We're not going to give illegals health care, but there it was in the bill. And they just counted on the public. I mean, I remember MSNBC and CNN both said I was racist.
I don't even know actually what they're talking about. But if someone is in this country, you know, and they get hit by a car, what do we just point at them and go ha ha and leave them? I don't care if you're a citizen or not. We should. get that person some health care.
And it's odd that they say he's saying rationing of care. Right. Well, that happened anyway. I mean, you get care is rationed out the way it is now or the way it used to be because people can afford it.
Right.
And so it's rationed.
Very strange.
Yeah, yeah.
Very strange.
They have these buzzwords that they attach to Obamacare that I don't know if it's necessarily accurate.
So now get this. At some point during this love fest between these two.
Ooh, yeah.
The Skype connection went tits up.
Tits up.
And
that's great.
Of course, it's a conspiracy.
Oh, my
theory.
God.
And it's almost like a deviance. Like, let's blame Christians. Let's blame America.
Oh, well, okay. So he started talking about, transsexual, what's going on in North Carolina?
Oh, the
trans rights. Yeah.
Yeah.
Carlson, went after liberals, it says, for supporting trans rights and embracing, quote, anything that's perverse or unattractive or unhealthy or mean or against normal people.
Their personal rights. What the fuck? It's like their personal fucking rights.
We embrace, liberals embrace anything that's perverse or unattractive or unhealthy or mean or against normal people.
Is that what Tucker said?
Mr. Carlson said.
Then God, normal people.
Then his...
fuck this...
Right. Then his Skype connection broke up, and this is what happens after the Skype connection broke up.
And it's almost like a deviance. Like, let's blame Christians. Let's blame America. Oh, let's listen to communist dictators to tell us how to run things, Mr. Dictator. It is so comical if it wasn't so serious, Tucker.
Right. And it is deviant. You're exactly right.
Oh,
and I don't fully understand the psychology of it. I grew up in a liberal neighborhood.
I guess we get to hear the breakdown.
So I have a gut feeling for it. But anything that is perverse or unattractive or unhealthy or mean or against sort of, you know, normal people is what they gravitate toward.
It's what we gravitate toward. Mean.
Yeah.
Unattractive. Perverse.
Well, why doesn't he say something specific? You know, it's very...
Or against normal people.
Oh, yes. That's the worst.
Normal people. What does that mean?
You know, on this show, we really need to stop marginalizing normal people.
Yeah.
I would like to apologize to whoever.
Tucker Carlson.
Sure.
Apparently, we owe a big apology to. Mm.
You know, normal people is what they gravitate toward. I don't understand it. You see it with this transgender stuff, and I have mixed feelings about it because I have no ill will toward transgender people,
oh, yeah,
and I think
oh, you yeah,
ought to be able to dress however you want or whatever. But the aggression with which...
Fuck you. God damn it. You fucked it up. Damn you. Leave me the fuck alone.
Please clap.
Anyway, here's the end of this.
They pushed it on everybody else, and anybody who thinks it's, you know, sad that someone might want to change his gender, since that's, of course, physically impossible.
We just lost Tucker Carlson's Skype. Tucker, you were getting into gender impossible to change. Your Skype broke up. Go ahead.
I'm not here to attack transgendered people.
I'm not either. I'm wondering why it's the number one issue.
No, we love transgendered people.
Right. The number, it's to me, like, don't you think if there's a group of people without the same rights as every other human being in this country,
should remedy that.
That is by default the main issue. That's the main
issue. We've decided that even though our founders, when they said all men are created equal, they meant white landowning penis owners.
Yes. Nice penis.
Penis possessors.
Show me your penis.
And we decided over the years it should mean human. All humans are equal.
We've evolved. Believe it or not.
Right. Not these guys, though.
I'm not either. I'm wondering why it's the number one issue.
I just find it amazing that as the world collapses, as the world order established after World War II is literally crumbling.
Exactly.
The left spends so much time worrying about transgendered bathrooms.
That's it.
Wait, what's collapsing?
I don't know. But it's not the left worried about the bathrooms. It's the fucking right.
We're worried about letting people have their rights and do what they want. There's so many now. Alexander yes. Billings, who we know, is
transparent.
Is
on Amazon.
Is a transgendered actress. It does, yes, she's an actress.
Right.
Happens to be transgendered, and she's been putting out a few pictures. I guess some of her friends are helping her out.
It's hilarious.
Like dudes in a bathroom, standing at urinals. And then with her, with her big giant tits. And she's like, this is where North Carolina wants me to go to the bathroom now.
They want, North Carolina wants her to pee with a bunch of dudes.
Yes.
That is so fucked up.
Because of the non-existent happenings of apparently, you know, there was an interesting thing brought up that is, you notice they're really going after straight males. With this, they're saying,
what do you mean?
They're saying that straight men are going to put on wigs and put a couple of cantaloupes in their chest and go into the bathroom to look at the pristine vajayjays of women and little girls.
How stupid. What a dumbass thing to be worried about. It's insane too. And the other thing is like,
I mean, we all know it's a lie, right. By the way. We all know that it's not to save the children. We all know that it's anti-trans.
How
it's just transphobia.
Up is this? How fucked up is this? It's like, if you were a person, you grew up and you felt like you
were in the wrong body.
You're the wrong sex. You know, you're not a guy. You don't want to be a guy. Maybe you grow up gay and with dudes probably in school, whoever you grew up with, torturing you, making you feel like shit, making you feel different than everybody else because of how you act or whatever. So okay, so you live your life like that, you find a way where you can get this surgery, you transition, and then the government's gonna say you have to go into the bathroom with a bunch of dudes.
Well,
and that is particularly fucked up, you know what I mean?
And I want to see someone challenge Alex to see her genitals.
Right. How is that going to work?
Excuse me. You're looking a little masculine for this bathroom.
Jeez.
May I see what's going on down there?
Big government.
Well, right.
Talking about big fucking government.
And there's some pictures out there all over the Facebook, all over social media of some trans men who women would run screaming out of the bathroom if one of these big, hairy, muscled dudes walked in.
Oh, yeah.
To take a piss. Because they happen to be born with inside parts.
It's just, I mean, you know what, in a way.
And they don't all have the surgery. You know, they're saying, well, if you have the surgery, then the way that McCrory, that Dick Cheese from, North Carolina, the guy who signed that, couldn't wait to sign that. Keep the trannies out of the bathroom.
Congratulations.
Law.
You're on the wrong side of history, you fucking loser. How do you like that?
One of his arguments trying to defend it now. Jeez. That the shitstorm's been aimed at them, now that
Yummy.
Governor Deal was like, keep it away from me, and vetoed that horrible law in Georgia.
Wait, you don't think he did it for altruistic reasons, this Deal?
What?
That's the funniest thing said on this whole show today.
But the in North Carolina, McCrory said, if they're actual transgendered and have had the surgery, then you can go and get your birth certificate changed to then reflect your new parts. But if you are just, you identify as trans,
yes,
and even if you can look 100% like the sex that you want to be, or
you can't
feel,
change your sex,
and if you don't get the physical change,
yes,
you can't change your birth certificate, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah,
and let them change their fucking birth certificate. And
but because you actually,
or
have
who
a,
cares?
Yeah,
right?
Who gives a fuck?
And
God, how are we hung up on this?
But so McCrory's like, well, if they have the chop, I mean, that's not his words, mine.
He didn't say that.
But if they have the surgery, then they can change their birth certificate, and then there's not a problem.
Oh, thank you.
But there is, because this person, let's, you know, these are humans, despite what Christians believe.
Who the fuck is signing off on this?
Has what are you going to do? You're going to say, well, you're a little too masculine. Can I see your birth certificate?
Right. Oh, yeah.
That... To get into this bed. Where are your papers, please?
See. Oh, exactly. Oh, how nice. So now you're going to have to check the identification of every trans person right. before they go in the fucking bathroom.
There you go.
I mean, in a way, Tucker does make some sense here. Why are we focused on this when the world is falling down? Because this is an easy solution. You give people their rights and you let them behave as human fucking beings and you get out of right. their business and right. where they fucking piss.
Why are they so upset about not having equal rights? Hey, I mean, man. Come on.
Hey, you think
there's shit going on. There's Al-Qaeda and stuff. Why are
well,
they, why
do well, them, yeah, there is shit going on.
Why do those Negroes want to vote?
There is.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's nuts. There is shit going on. Our infrastructure. What about these bridges and these roads?
It's going to take
said these
something
goddamn
horrible.
Fucking
Americans are dumb.
They have such a hard-on for this bullshit.
It's going to take a horrible bridge collapse and hundreds of people dying and shit before anyone starts looking at our infrastructure as anything serious. And then the Republicans don't give fuck all.
They don't.
Or they'll say, oh, fuck great. All. Oh, great. Let's find a way to privatize it. And all of our buddies will make money and we'll screw everyone.
Say the bridge to Mobile, Alabama. Ooh. God forbid, I'm an atheist.
Blow that up.
Falls into, the Bay of Mobile.
Take that out.
It falls into Mobile Bay and all those people die. And it's because the bridge wasn't properly inspected or whatever. The infrastructure was ignored. Do you think that will be the focus? Or will the assholes in Alabama say...
We're going to put up a giant cross to pray for the souls of
those. No, they'll say God did it. God made the bridge fall down
right.
because Roy Moore has to issue gay marriage licenses.
Right.
They're so fucked up. Fuck Alabama. Well, not really. There's some nice people in Alabama.
There are some lovely people
God
in Alabama.
Damn it.
Here's the rest of Tucker Carlson breaking up and then Alex... claiming it's probably a false flag or something.
Oh, yes.
Lizard people.
False flag.
As the world order established after World War II is literally crumbling.
Exactly.
The left spends so much time worrying about transgendered bathrooms.
That's it. I could care less about people do whatever. I'm a libertarian, but why is it all I turn on TV with my kids, even on Nickelodeon, it's about trannies? I mean, since when do we become...
Trannies.
There you go.
Trannies. Grow the fuck up, you fucking idiot.
Even on Nickelodeon, it's about trannies. I mean, since when do we become Planet Tranny?
Oh, shit. Why did he make me laugh?
When did we become Planet Tranny?
God.
When do we become Planet Tranny?
Sounds like a fun theme park.
I bet.
There goes the Skype again. I guess you say Planet Tranny, the Skype breaks up. You're not allowed to say that.
There you go. It's the false flag. It's the Illuminati.
How much you want to bet there's an auto shop somewhere called Planet Tranny?
Oh, I'm sure there's probably somewhere. Yeah.
Everybody knows.
Or a band.
Everybody knows to not say tranny. Everybody knows.
It's not a...
Fucking relax.
It's not a great term to use. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones talking about, first of all, white privilege doesn't exist. If you say it does, you're a big fucking racist, you white racist piece of shit liberal you.
We need to fix racism in this country, but the one thing you can't do is bring up racism.
Right, because by bringing it up,
you can't talk about race.
That makes you a racist.
Racism.
We've got some of those on our Facebook page.
The word race is in racism. Nah.
Because they still can't handle the fact that people loathe Barack Hussein Obama because he is a black man.
Absolutely.
And they think that's an utter lie, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life, because I could probably go back to my old home neighborhood in Chicago.
Oh, yes.
And grab a mic and say, what do you think of Obama?
Blue.
I hate him.
Right.
Why do you hate him?
Because he's black.
N-word, yeah.
Yeah.
So
it's gross, man.
Right. I've told the story before. When 2008, I went back home to visit and went to my local pub.
Right.
And this is hardcore blue Democrat, daily Democrats forever. And they were beside themselves with despair because they just didn't know what to do. They were torn because
do we do?
They're lifelong Democrats, but it's a N-E-G-R-O running for president.
He's so qualified. He's wonderful. We love everything he stands for. But the color of his fucking skin,
right?
Man. I don't know what to
do. And multiple people I met like that. So it's just bullshit to say that people, it's racist to claim that people don't like the president because of his race.
Growing pains, man. It's growing pains. It's the big, great white ruling class. Everybody in charge is white. You're used to seeing that. That's what you see all the time. White dudes in charge of everything. It's going away.
We've got breaking news here.
Oh, shit.
Earlier in the show, we talked about the deal that's going on with Corey Lewandowski, campaign manager of Donald Trump, who has been charged with battery and yanking the reporter, Breitbart reporter Michelle Fields, at this campaign event. Well, ringing in.
This just in.
With an opinion.
Oh, good.
On what happens is you'll recognize this voice.
Ooh.
Probably clearing his throat at some point and counting his diamond mine money.
Well, one of the most unusual presidential races in history is getting even stranger. Donald Trump is defending his campaign manager against the charge that he grabbed a female reporter. The female reporter rushed the candidate.
Oh, well, listen to that. Already you could tell where the spin's going. This is Pat Robertson, of course, on the 700 Club today. You can already tell where he's going, who he's defending. The reporter rushed the candidate. He's making it sound like they had to, the Secret Service had to take her down.
A reporter covering Trump
was walking in a scrum full of reporters
who they're all covering Trump. That's the right? only reason they're there. I mean, it's
unreal.
It's crazy.
Here's Pat Robertson.
Rushed the candidate. Where were the Secret Service people who were supposed to defend him? But she could have had a knife. She could have had a gun. She could have had a bomb. But Secret Service did nothing.
She's a fucking reporter.
Reporter who's embedded with the candidate. She follows him around.
She doesn't have a knife.
Used to, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah.
She doesn't have a, she might have a knife. She might have a titty bomb.
What, a titty bomb?
I don't know. Where are you going to hide him?
It's funny.
And so now the aide is being sued.
He can't, he just doesn't know. That's it. That's it was the main clip from Right Wing Watch that they shared today. But
there was a part of me when it began that I thought he was going to come to the defense of this journalist.
I kind of did too,
but no, nope. Not so much.
Where was the Secret Service? They were all standing there and they all know her. And everyone in that room, I'm sure, had to go through a metal detector. It was a Trump event at the Trump
and we saw
hall.
Right. And we saw pictures of her arm where she's bruised, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You heard Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. How did they get there? I don't know how they got there.
Sounds like he's arguing about a car accident. That dent could have been there before.
Yeah, I don't know how they got there.
Loony.
I don't know how my penis got inside her.
Yeah, oops.
So there's a little bit of the 700 Club, Pat Robertson, saying, who knows, that reporter from Breitbart, she could have had a knife. She could have had a gun. So, of course, Corey had to save and protect the Donald.
My God.
From the evil reporter. what a story.
And he hires a lawyer that was arrested for biting a stripper.
Corey did, yeah.
Yes,
that's
that
one
is
of the men
so fucking funny.
Defending him.
I mean, not funny to the stripper who got bit. I imagine that would be a rough night of work.
Right?
He got bit. God damn.
So, in fact, here's, I think, did
imagine,
we play this yesterday? We played this yesterday. Trump
work,
on the plane, didn't
you
we?
You get bit. Insane.
Did we not play this yesterday? Trump on the plane? I think we did. Yeah.
He talked about the plane.
I can't remember. I think we did.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we played it.
So there you go. That's what's going on there. I've got.
He's gonna have his own Air Force One. I mean, God, he'll save the country so much money. And...
Right. Well, there's other big news from the Donald today.
Oh shit!
Is that, do you remember that pledge?
Okay.
That he made.
Yeah.
That he signed.
He's not taking any money. Is that it?
Even if he doesn't win the nomination,
okay,
to support the Republican candidate. Remember, the GOP made everybody sign that ridiculous pledge,
yes,
mainly because of him.
Right.
Remember that first debate? Was it the first debate or second? When they said, I think it was Bret Baier, another lunkhead from Fox News.
We played some of him before.
I think Bret Baier said, Well, raise your hands, everyone who will not pledge to support the GOP candidate, no matter who it is. And Trump raised his hand. Remember? That was early on. Everybody was like, ooh.
Right.
And then Trump was like, no, if they're not nice to me, I'm not going to do it. Well, then later on, finally, they made a big deal about it. And he held up the piece of paper he signed.
Look at me. I did it, guys.
I've signed the pledge. It's going to be wonderful. It's the best pledge ever. Look at my signature. Isn't that the best penmanship you've ever seen? Yes. I write it with my asshole. I stick a pen up my ass.
Yeah, give me a big star. Look what I did.
And, well, now.
I wrote it with a pen in my ass.
Now, a beautiful pen, a Mont Blanc.
I want to see him do that.
So, Chris Matthews, this was on CNN. This was with Anderson Cooper.
Oh, okay. Andy.
About that pledge that he made. Here's Donald Trump talking about the promise to, if he doesn't get the nomination.
Right, guys.
Now, he said yesterday, this is, you talk about white privilege and just being a big fucking baby. The rules are, and have been, 1237 is the number thou must reacheth to get the nomination.
But
that's different. That's math. That's the half plus one. That's right. A majority plus one of all the delegates there. That's the math involved.
But it should be special for me.
Well, right.
Which means it should be a privilege.
So he's saying if we get to the convention and I got 1,100, maybe he's 100 short, 150 short.
Right.
If they're down at 600 and 500, you should just give it to whoever is in the lead.
But that's not the
way the way it should be. Whoever has the most delegates should just win. Right. That's not the process. That's not the rules. So
right. You got to play by the rules.
Well, I mean, right. So it's going to be a shit fest because when they, I would love to go. We want to start a Kickstarter. Send the crabs to Cleveland because I would love to broadcast from. Yeah, never mind. We'll do it from here.
We can do Cleveland.
Send the crabs to Hawaii to cover the Cleveland.
No, I mean, I think we can cover the Cleveland. To go to Cleveland. I don't think it's that tough.
Not during the convention, though.
Oh, is it going to be expensive?
Don't you think they jack prices up?
No, you know what you do? The river or the whatever, the body of water, you get a houseboat and anchor off the shore and just paddle in every day.
But here's the so he says that you should just give it to me.
God, there's so many strip clubs in Cleveland. There's this whole like strip club. Yeah, it's the shittiest city
ever. I
remember
that part.
Those strippers are going to be making bank, baby.
Oh, sure. And Grindr.
Fire up Grindr.
This is from CNN, Anderson Cooper.
More than 6 months ago, you pledged to support the Republican nominee, whoever that may be. A lot has changed since then. It sounded, when I was pressing Senator Cruz on it, sounded like he was saying he'd have a hard time supporting somebody who went after his wife.
Honestly, he doesn't have to support me.
That's what's kind of funny is now they're all kind of tap dancing away. But, you know, they all signed that pledge.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Now, as Trump becomes more heinous and his supporters become, I don't know, more punchy and stabby and kicky and
support me.
Racist-y, even Ted Cruz is like, well, you know, I pledged to, I know I pledged it. And even... Oh, like a week ago, Cruz said, well, you know, I pledged to support the Republican nominee and I'm going to stick by that. But now Cruz is kind of saying that, well, you know, he attacked my wife. I'm going to have to do some thinking and things like that. I'm not in the habit, he said, of supporting someone who attacks my wife and attacks my family.
What about Carly Fiorina? What if she was running?
I think that means Cruz will not support the nominee if it's Trump.
Yeah. But think about the shit Trump said.
Well, right.
It's insane. You're bleeding out your eyes or wherever. I mean, he said shitty things about everybody.
And Kasich, all four of them, when it was four left, all four of them, remember, said, yes, we will, in the last debate they had, said, yes, we will absolutely support the candidate. Now, the three that are left are pretty much saying, no. And even Kasich said, quote, I'll see what happens. But here's Trump saying,
so weird.
He gives zero fucks if Ted Cruz supports him or not. He didn't have to support me. Fuck him.
has changed since then. It sounded, when I was pressing Senator Cruz on it, sounded like he was saying he'd have a hard time supporting somebody who went after his wife.
Honestly, he doesn't have to support me. I'm not asking for support.
Do you pledge to people's support? Do you continue to pledge whoever the Republican nominee is? No, I don't anymore. Listen to those idiots.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't need me. I just want the people's support. Oh, Donald.
God, I just
I just came.
I just don't get it, though, man.
They want a daddy. They want... It's such a weird...
But, like, why don't the Republicans embrace this guy, this Donald? He's nearly everything they want.
But he's not. He wants to give nukes to South Korea and Japan.
Yeah.
And in fact, in this, I don't think it's in this clip, but another exchange that he had with Cooper I read about was about letting, he said, you're for non-proliferation. Nukes are bad. I hate nukes.
Right.
The worst thing ever. But you said that Japan and South Korea, you think, they should maybe get nukes because then we don't have to protect. I'm
right, right. No, I get what you're saying.
We don't have to protect their asses with our shit.
Yeah.
And that they can have, well, Trump said it himself, quote, skin in the game. And then he said, well, yeah, I think that maybe we should take a look at that. And then Anderson said, well, then you are for proliferation. Oh, no, no, I'm not for proliferation. The nukes are the worst ever. I'm very anti-nuke.
But those are nukes.
Right. I read the transcript of it. It's infuriating. I don't know how anyone deals with him. And it's good that some people are starting to finally call him on stuff and saying, you didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question. And even in that transcript, he pivots to like the budget or something. Anderson Cooper asked him a very specific question about nukes in Japan. And he says something about our budget is crazy.
You know, it's
and our military is nobody loves our military, yeah, but me.
See, that's how the campaign manager scandal is working in his favor, because he doesn't have to talk about his,
right,
not even loony, his dumbass foreign policy or any of his domestic policies that don't make sense. He's explaining how his campaign manager is getting framed for grabbing someone's arm. But now he doesn't have to talk about what he's going to make the wall out of.
And Ted Cruz is not going to ask him about it. Is not going to say anything about it, because Ted Cruz is fielding questions about, what do you think about what Trump said about this?
So what's going to happen when the Ted Cruz sex scandal really blows up? Ew. If it really blows up, ew, is it just going to be two circuses and no one's going to be talking about jack shit?
Well, who knows? And who knows what name is going to be on that madam's list?
Oh, right.
Right. Yeah. If anything comes from that, or if that lawyer is just a gas bag.
The worst name on there. I have a name of a politician that would be just the worst if it showed up on there. It would be so disappointing, and you'd be like, God, I can't believe that.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, you read my mind. Oh,
God, 2008.
Please don't let it be Jimmy Carter.
I don't think he's that involved in this election.
Asking for support. I want the people's support. Do you continue to pledge whoever the Republican nominee is? No, I don't anymore. Look,
you don't.
No, we'll see who it is.
You won't promise to support the Republican nominee.
And he was essentially saying the same thing. Let me just.
No, he just said no. There is your answer right there. So you're not going to pledge to support the nominee, whoever it is. And he said no. He said Ted just said the same thing. So no.
He doesn't have to support me. I have tremendous support right now from the people.
There you go. I have tremendous support from the people.
Jeez. So he's just saying, hey, that thing I said I would do, I'm not doing it now. Whatever.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
Well, they're not being fair to me. God. They're not being fair. It's not fair. That's the craziest fucking thing you keep hearing from him all the time is, they're not treating me fair.
Hey, you're winning by behaving like a total asshole. You think
and
it's
even
not
if you
fair,
lose... You still have billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Multinational evil corporation.
That's the most infuriating thing. So many people that he's toying with, and he's like, hey, we're not going to give you the minimum wage. We're going to kick all these Mexicans out of here. He's stirring up all this fucking xenophobia and this bullshit. And if he loses, when he loses, you're right. He's going to go back to his nice rosy white fucking life, no different.
Right.
Meanwhile, all these people.
Oops.
Hello.
He'll probably
I love that
end up back in TV. Well, I've got good news coming up, and I was going to play the fanfare for the good news.
Oh, shit. Hey, real quick, my mom texted me a story.
Yes.
This is crazy. I two guys stole an alligator from, she said Fuddpucker's destined. Fuddpuckers. I wonder if it's Fuddruckers.
Fuddruckers?
Fuddpuckers. That's the funniest name for something. I think it's Fuddruckers, Destin. They tried to steal it, and it failed. And they went to Walmart to get equipment to capture a 3-foot alligator. And what? Now they're still looking for it.
Wow.
So an alligator's on. What is an alligator doing at Fuddruckers?
Pensacola News Journal, they've released photos of the suspected...
Did you find the story?
Of the suspected gator napper. Oh, look at these guys. Look at these. White male, heavy set, 6 foot tall, wearing sweatshirt, khaki shorts, and a two-tone hat.
Do we need to speculate?
Oh, my God. I think that's a Meguiar's cap, like the one what? I got. Doesn't that look like the Meguiar's cap like I've got with the brown? And I mean, who knows? There's probably a lot like that. But the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating suspects for the March 22nd theft of a baby alligator from a tank that it shared with three other gators at Fuddpucker's.
What the fuck is that?
Fuddpucker's restaurant.
What is Fuddpucker?
On Miracle Strip Parkway, Okaloosa Island.
That's near Destin. That's really close to where Pensacola, where my mom lives. But to me, we're burying the lead. What is Fuddpucker's?
Investigators believe the pair's first attempt was unsuccessful, so they went to the Destin Walmart to obtain equipment to capture it.
What? What do you get to Walmart? What do you get at Walmart to capture an alligator? You were there. You went to Walmart.
There's Fuddpucker's video.
What the
fuck? Anyone with information is asked to please contact the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office.
If anybody sees a fucking
Emerald
alligator.
EmeraldCoastCrimeStoppers.com.
Oh, jeez.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news from, there's been a gator napping from Fuddpucker's.
Let me tell you something.
In Destin.
How many stories are we going to read about people?
Thanks
with,
to your mom for, thanks
yeah,
Lydia
thanks,
for,
mom. I appreciate
that's funny
that.
As hell.
It was
yeah.
a good one. But how many stories are we going to read of people in Florida just doing fucked up things with animals? I mean, it's just it's unending.
Yeah.
People have pythons. So many pythons. They got into the fucking, there's python. Dude.
They have to have a roundup every year now. A special roundup because of assholes that had pythons as pets and let them go or they escaped.
You know what? I've often thought about like the ideal place for me to live, to move to. Is New Zealand. I hate snakes more than anything. I hate snakes.
But does New Zealand have any of the bleed over from Australia's everything within 3 inches is toxic and deadly and will kill you and eviscerate your stomach with its claws and shit like that?
For some reason, though, they have an overpopulation
of sheep,
of rabbits.
Really?
It's so much so that this is kind of crazy that the government used to set out poison carrots for the rabbits to eat and then they would die. But the problem was there was some sort of something happened with the cross contamination with the poison rabbits, bugs, and then birds. It was killing birds somehow.
That'll tend to happen.
Though. Like it was like
people don't think about that shit.
Who's putting out poison carrots?
Like what eats the rabbit?
I have a carrot? What if I don't look a carrot?
Well, what about your dog? If your dog finds a dead rabbit and chews on a piece of it, next thing you know, your dog's having a grabber from the poison.
By the way, I mean, in New Zealand, you're not going to see a snake, but I wouldn't go in the water. You know there's shit tons of sharks down there. Just tons of
good surfing,
great
though,
white.
Right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, sure.
So we do have a good news story here. We try to every 10 or so have a good news story here. This is... in the wake of what happened in Georgia and
fuck you.
Good news from Georgia.
Oh, yes.
Bad news from North Carolina with their sneaky law that they passed there.
Okay.
But now we have from the sovereign state of Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
We have good news. Oh. Governor Terry McAuliffe there.
Hear ye, hear
who
ye.
Is a Democrat.
Oh, yes.
So unsurprising that the right thing was done.
Well, yeah, but who was there before?
Well, but the thing that's going to have Governor Ultrasound.
That's what it took. That's what it took to have a goddamn Democratic governor in a southern state.
So McAuliffe vetoed a bill.
Oh, shit.
That... it was one of these religious freedom laws, like Turkey. they were throwing up over in Georgia, et cetera, et cetera. It was saying that it says, although couched as a religious freedom bill, this legislation is nothing more than an attempt to stigmatize.
Okay.
He said.
Okay.
So he's going to be honest about it, right?
Right. Right.
Deal's going to say, at the sovereign state of Georgia, we're inclusive and we love everybody, so I can't sign this. This guy says the Republicans are trying to shit on gay people with this.
Yeah, yeah.
He's honest about it. And they're saying that they don't have enough votes. You know, Virginia's a little purpley. The Republicans don't, even though I think they control the legislature, so they pass this horrible bill.
I lived in Virginia.
I don't think they have enough to override the veto, they say.
How is it purpley? I live there in the fucking Allegheny Mountains in
D.C. suburbs.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. Not everybody there is a fucking hillbilly.
Right? And that's got to be about it. Right?
Yeah.
It's all the D.C. suburbs.
It's so dense there.
Right.
The rest of the fucking state is just like, hey. Well,
there you go. Western Virginia, where it's different. Ooh. It's a different land.
I tell you what, man.
Land of the lost.
I did a summer stock theater in Ohio, right on the border of West Virginia. You could walk across the
bridge. Showboat Becky Thatcher.
Yes. And like, we used to go to West Virginia, man.
Is that subject to copyright? I mean, do you think that's, was that legal?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
can the descendants of Mark Twain sue for them using Showboat Becky Thatcher?
Maybe it's public domain, right?
Probably, yeah. I don't know how that shit works.
I don't know. I mean, it's not, to be fair, if they were, like, stealing.
Was that just the name of the boat? Like, had that been the name of the boat for a long time, and then when they turned it into a theater?
You know, we had a day, the first day of rehearsal, we have a little section where we get a packet. And we talk a little bit about, like, the history of the boat. So if patrons coming to the show, you know, because it was interactive. They asked you the history. You could answer the questions. And, you know, I just sort of bullshitted around. So I don't know. I never really. I don't know.
The bill,
yeah.
The bill that was vetoed would have granted ministers and other people that wed people the right to deny marriages. Ugh. If it violates their religious beliefs.
You know what I mean? If it violates your belief in Harry Potter, fuck you. And
even though they already have
sky
it.
Shit.
They already have that national protection. Nobody is forcing religious shaman and magic casters to cast their magic and their kill their chickens and cast their bones over anything or anyone.
Well, listen. Hey,
so they're
married.
Already protected. So all these stupid laws are just bluster.
I got married and it was a straight white marriage, you know? And
it was.
And listen, you still had to jump through hoops with these wacko religious freaks.
There was a barefoot sitar player.
Oh yeah. Well, we got married in the coolest church ever. That place.
That was a cool whole thing was cool.
Well,
as far
that
as
guy
those
that
ridiculous ceremonies go.
Well, I will tell you this. That dude the minister that ran that church was gay friendly in the 90s.
Yeah.
They had openly gay, what do they call it? Deacons.
Orgies? Oh.
No. And I know. Hey, listen, he married people.
Married gay people.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't
two
legal.
Two other gay people.
It wasn't legal, but he adjudicated or whatever.
Episcopal?
Adjudicated.
Episcopal?
No,
Methodist?
Just Methodist.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Very liberal Methodist.
Look at you.
The invocation, like, I told you, we got $100 off the rental fee of the space if we went to five different
classes.
So, oh, yeah, it was great. So I went. What I swear to God, one day the invocation was I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I got this program. I didn't even look at it. All of a sudden I'm sitting there and I hear from the let us now stand for the invocational theme. And then the guy on the organ was like, da 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 da. Making your way in the world today.
Come on.
Takes everything you got.
Come on.
They sing sometimes. I want to know because everybody knows your name
from Cheers.
They sing. I swear to God, I think they sing it. There was a Pink Floyd song one time.
Progressive, fun church,
crazy. But most aren't like that,
right? And this law, I don't think you know. I think what happens with some of these laws is there's a big stink thrown because they make them. There's rightfully a big stink thrown, like in Georgia, because they make them vague enough so that it would allow businesses to hang no homos allowed.
Right.
So then they say, well, no, you can't do that. And then they cry, and then they take out all the bad parts, but they leave in the, you can't force ministers to recognize gay marriages and officiate. And they're like, well, you're right. You can't. It's already federal law. We can't do that. So these are stupid laws that are a waste of time.
Is it a waste of time? But because you're putting,
that's like passing state law that says, you know, we're going to pass state law that gives black people the right to vote.
And all the black people are like, oh, I can vote. Thank you, though. Thank you.
Yeah. It wouldn't pass in Mississippi or Alabama.
You know what? It just gives people the opportunity to grandstand and to shit out their shitty beliefs. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly.
To rile up the loonies. You're right. To make it look to its
They're going
to
go home to their town hall.
I'm fighting for you.
Or more likely, they're going to go home to their Southern Baptist church on Sunday and get up and talk. Say, I fought for marriage. I fought for the babies.
It's gross. Grow the fuck up, right?
So Indiana and Arkansas last year tried this and got shitstorms and changed their laws. And then Georgia, he just vetoed it. North Carolina, no, snuck it in. And specifically this transgender thing. You know, there was another, I think it flew under the radar. I could be wrong about this, but I think it's also North Carolina because of this transgender shit that they've come up with, this anti-trans law.
Yes.
Part of that law bans any municipality from passing these protections. So it's not only Charlotte voted in these LGBT protections into their law.
Right.
Along with race and sex and religion. They added LGBT. These guys say, Jesus. Ugh. And they're going to go into the bathroom and touch our children.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So they override it, and they pass this law overriding it. Governor Asswipe signs it.
Okay.
And now the state law says these are small government Republicans.
Oh, yeah. Small. None of this is small.
State law that says we're not going to allow the cities or counties to pass LGBT protection because of the children.
Damn, that is
and
so.
Because of Jesus.
I mean, that is so fucking. That's so complicated. It's so convoluted.
But I think
not convoluted?
I think they also passed one of these. You can't raise the minimum wage laws.
Oh, thank you.
Like they did in Oklahoma. Yay. And in these states where these small government Republicans, some of these cities are learning, hey, guess what? The economies in some of these cities like Seattle, etc., are doing better when they raise the minimum wage.
Oh, my God.
People have a little bit more money to spend. Guess what they do? They spend it.
Oh, wait. They don't deposit in their offshore account?
I've seen that. Before you give a billionaire $100, it's a blip in an electronic story somewhere.
It goes somewhere.
You give a poor guy $100, he eats for a month.
Oh, I buy food.
Or right? I mean, it's
fucking nuts.
It's just crazy. So
you know, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No,
so
finish your point.
But so the Republicans are passing these laws in states. State level to override the evil liberals in some of these cities who say we should raise the minimum wage in our city.
They suck.
And then at the state level, they go and they say, no, you can't do that. That happened to Oklahoma, I think it was. And
they're
like
Mr.
That.
Potter.
Right.
They're the bad guys.
Shit.
You know what? I'm sorry. What do you think the expectations were that those guys? I'm just thinking about this again. They go to Fuddpuckers, right? To steal this alligator.
Right.
And then they realize, wait a second. We don't have the right equipment.
What
happened?
They said they weren't successful. So I don't know. Maybe they got bit or something. Or
I mean, I'm just saying, what did they not bring that they should have when they got there? They're like, oh, yeah, it is an alligator.
Something to put the alligator in. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was a container.
I really want to see the footage
of
the aborted attempt before That's the footage that's gold. So maybe we'll try to find that.
What did they do?
Put the story up on Facebook. I mean, on our post. Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
That's it for this hump day, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here. We are here every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast Live. Then you can listen to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network 24/7 or download us as a podcast.
Download me.
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Download this.
don't forget, if you're going to buy anything on the internet, buy it through our Amazon hole.
Oh, yes.
Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out a little bit.
Be gentle.
And Ryan's going to be doing some comedy. Find out where. Find out when. Go to his Twitter stream, @RatedRComedy. Or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, @VileExperience, oh so freaking Vile.
I gotta sneeze. Back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/CrabDiving. And on Twitter and Instagram, @CrabDiving.